Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Today's recap is of True Blood, Season 2, Episode 10. Well, I think this is probably, we're in the final three episodes of the season, and of course everything's picking up, and I definitely feel like this was the most exciting episode to date of the season. And I think part of the reason it felt so exciting is, for the first time this season, really, all the main characters are back focused in one plot. And I hadn't really realized how much taking Sookie out of the action and sending her to Dallas really impacted the rest of the storylines. But really, I mean, that's why the Marianne storyline has felt like it's been sort of on hold all season, because we've been waiting for Sookie and Bill to come back to be like that final piece in this big battle that's going to occur with Marianne. So just having everybody back in the central plot focused on one problem, the Marianne issue, was just super exciting, and I think it really, really, you know, was a strong episode because of that. And I hope the people who do True Blood sort of take notice of that, because hopefully next season they will not all be off gallivanting on their own little quests. So, unfortunately, with the exciting things comes a few return to form, unfortunately, for some of our characters. Sam Rolott has gone back to being brain dead, clearly, because I cannot believe he fell for that trick when Arlene called him and lured him to his bar. That was just stupid, and it just made me think, you know what? Go ahead and sacrifice him, because I'm tired of him being stupid. I started to think that about Jason as well. He definitely had his sort of stupid moments where he rampaged in there. But Jason did redeem himself in the end by hilariously pretending to be the god who's coming with the help of Andy. So that was a good bit of humor, and it did show Jason finally using his head a little bit, which mostly redeemed him. Other interesting things that happened, we found out that vampires are going to have a hard time fighting this Maenad here, Marianne, because when Bill tried to bite her, of course he found out her blood is toxic, which shouldn't have surprised him. It'd be interesting to see how he'd fare against her if he just tried to, you know, sort of tear her apart with his hands. But the most interesting part was Sookie's ability sort of going to the next level, which we had not seen up till now. Not only was she able to touch Marianne and some glowing light came out of her hand, and obviously that's going to be key to defeating her. Even Marianne was taken aback, so much so that she didn't chase them, because she doesn't, you know, so obviously there's something very special about Sookie, perhaps even be up above and beyond her telepathic abilities. Maybe Sookie has an additional gift that we haven't seen up until now. The other interesting thing that I really liked seeing was Sookie finally, you know, really getting deeper into her telepathic powers, doing a deep sort of exorcism, if you will, where she rescued Tara from her black-eyed mania. So that was really nice. But again, true to form, Tara went back to being stupid, because the first thing she thought of was stupid eggs. And if nothing else comes out of this plot, I hope we see eggs die a horrible death in the end, because I cannot stand the thought of him being around another season. So I got my fingers crossed on that one. Again, you know, sometimes these characters make poor choices. I don't know why, you know, I understand that Bill is prideful about calling in Eric, but clearly this Maenad is more than Bill can handle. And while he runs off to see the Vampire Queen, it does not occur to him to call, if not Eric, at least maybe one of the other vampires in the area to come over and keep a watch on these people. Might give them a fighting chance to have a vampire who can at least pick them up and whisk them away if the mob catches up to them. But no, he just takes off and leaves them all alone in the house. But he's going to see the Vampire Queen, and I'm not going to spoil it for you guys on the off chance you have not read the casting news on who plays the Vampire Queen of Louisiana. But trust me, I think you guys are going to be really pleased. I know the actress they cast, and she's great, and I'm really excited to see how she does as the Vampire Queen. So overall, really strong episode. I'm not going to go into all the little details. Basically, Tara's been rescued. Sam escaped yet again, and semi-revealed his powers to Jason and Andy. I'm hoping that he'll be a little less secretive about his powers, because I think that's part of what makes him so stupid, is his irrational need to. It seems like he'd rather die than reveal his shape-shifting nature, and that just doesn't make any sense. So anyway, great episode. I give it a solid A+. Really exciting stuff. I can't wait to see what happens next week. I'm not too worried about Jessica biting Hoyt's mother. I don't think she's going to kill her. Obviously, it will put some kind of damper on their relationship, but we'll see where that goes. Anyway, can't wait for the final two episodes. Really strong performance by Michelle Forbes this week, and I think she'll really have fun seeing her performance over the next 2 weeks. And that's all for this week. Thanks.